I'm Yardley.
And I'm Zibby.
And these are the mini-sodes.
They're bite-sized
stories about
true crime.
That's it. This is the full, unabridged audio of the phone call between Lieutenant Scott and the suspect, well-respected police officer Robert, from Season 1, Episode 12, The Sociopath and the Whistleblower. Robert has been placed on administrative leave, so Lieutenant Scott calls him at home in the late morning when he knows Robert's family will be out. What Robert doesn't realize is that the lieutenant is recording their conversation and already knows much more than Robert thinks he does. We recommend you listen to the entire miniseries, The Sociopath and the Whistleblower, to enjoy the full context of this phone call.
Hello?
This is Scott.
Yeah.
I wake you up, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, sorry to bother you. I talked to and I know that... I understand the idea about the polygraph and not wanting to do it. I understand that. No hard feelings. I'm just in a position where I'm trying to figure out a way that we can account for you.
Yeah.
And here's the I told you I was going to search your locker.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about this. I need to know what the deal is with this person.
Okay.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
You need to tell me, buddy, what's going on.
Why? What did you find in there? I mean,
her name and number is in your book, just like she said it was going to be.
Really?
Her first name and number. I guess what I'm saying is if there's something going on, man, now's the time. I mean, people get backed into a corner and they make statements before they give it a lot of thought. And, the ink isn't dried on this thing. But, I got this woman who's telling me all this stuff, and every goddamn time I turn around, stuff is lining up with what she's saying. Did you have a thing going with her and it just fell apart? I mean, I gotta have a logical explanation, buddy.
No, I mean, there was nothing going on. I guess the first time I dealt with this gal is when she made a move at me. I thought I was there for a suicidal subject, but I didn't know I was there. I don't remember it being a dispute.
Yeah, I think it was a suicidal subject.
I thought I was there for a suicidal subject, and I was talking to her, and you got to keep yourself strong, keep going, blah, 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 blah. And everything was fine. She reached out, can I hug you? Can I hug you? I go, okay, fine. She made a motion to kiss me. It wasn't some mutual make-out kiss type of deal.
Okay.
Never was. And that was that. And she calls me. She goes, can I call you for support? And I go, if it's going to keep you alive, basically, you can do what you want to do. You can call. I've had people call me, and I've called kids. I mean, just, hey, how's it going? What's going on? How are you hanging in there? Whatnot, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
She called me after that several times. Then started, hey, I like you. I want to see you. I go, that's not quite how it works. I'm not, there's nothing to see. There's nothing. That was that. And she called after that several times. I never returned her call. And that went on for that. Then... I'm trying to remember after that what there was. I don't remember having contact at that point. It seems to me she called out of the blue sometime. I have it sliced video in Alice. And then, let's see.
I gotta know. I need to know, and you need to offer. You just gotta offer an explanation, and I think this is it. I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, she lays a kiss on you when you're at the call, the first time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't mutual. She's emotional and she's distraught or whatever, and so she lays one on you.
Yeah, I'm actually in my car trying to leave.
Okay.
She goes, just let me hug you in the car, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm in the car.
Right.
Okay, reach and just hug me, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, you know, she's like, oh, hey. I go, this ain't happening here. What are you thinking? Working, you know? And so I leave. You know, she calls continually for, I don't know, maybe a week, 2 weeks. I think she calls a long time after that. Let's see. I think I went over to the Taco Bell over there, you know. Let's see. I'm trying to think about how this went down. You know, there wasn't anything, me stalking, no freak thing. It was, I roll down, and I just roll up there, basically. And I had no intent to see her, to do anything like that. I just roll around, basically eating, or how I was doing. And, let's see what happened. I don't remember if it was. I just woke up here, so give me a sec.
I understand. I'm navigating on a little sleep myself.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I guess I roll in there.
And this is the Taco Bell down there on?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because it was open late, so the other one was jam-packed. I mean, that one separate, man, was the only thing open. I was dying, starving, so I cruise over to the other Taco Bell. I'm eating, just driving, just basically just eating, listening, and I just kept noticing bodies, so I tried to get a hold of him and say, I'm a hook, there's all these bodies, you get a hold of, blah, blah, blah. I cruise down there, I think I just basically eat. And I think I'm just sitting there basically eating is all I'm doing. And eating and driving type of deal. I remember at what point, I almost thought I was on the radio with somebody for something, or on the phone, or I don't remember what it was, if he called me on the phone. I don't remember.
She called you?
No. It was Inman, and I don't remember.
Oh.
Inman who called me on the phone, or...
So you're talking about on the 10th? I mean, this is on Tuesday, the night that she called?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just kind of happened... It was a passing encounter. You just happened to encounter her there? Or at the Taco Bell?
No. I roll in there to get something to eat.
Oh.
Because it wasn't... was too full.
Right.
You know, I think that's why I'm rolling down there to get something to eat. I ended up rolling to City Hall. I think I actually cruised into City Hall to use a bathroom.
Okay.
I roll back, I think, check the Taco Bell. I think it was too full. Too many people in there, so I just dart towards the other one. Cruise to the Taco Bell, I think I'm just cruising down. I think I was just basically going to get something to eat. And, there was nothing planned. I mean, there was nothing, nothing freak thing, and there was nothing meant for anything to be a freak thing. I roll up, throw it in there, and I actually thought I saw, when I just pull in there just to finish eating, I almost thought I saw at the time either hers or the one next door, the door kind of close as I was getting up there. You know, I had no idea with their husband or whatever that dude was, nothing what was going on, so I had no concerns about any of it. I didn't go up there to try to make a move on this gal or nothing. I said, you know, if that gal's there, whatever's going on, whatever happened with this situation right here. And so I kind of just went up to basically knocked on the door. Hey, how are you? How are things going? And basically, that's all it was, hey, how are things going? Just want to see how you've been. You know, how long has it been? You know, just the whole suicidal deal. And that was basically all I was, hey, you remember who I was? I just want to see how you are, how things ended up with you guys, you know? Because I remember she used to say, oh, my boyfriend used to beat me. You know, why can't you guys do anything about that? I go, well, you know, if it happens, you call us. I had no idea we were there the day before or a couple of days prior.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea. And that was about it. She goes, you know, I'm doing fine, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, good, you know. It was never anything like this. It was a question of her, oh, you know, I'm glad you feel so, you know, I thought about you. I go, well, you know, it's not quite, you know, wasn't always thinking the psycho part where she kept, you know, calling periodically after that. I mean, you know, it's not quite what I'm here for. You know, I'm gonna go. I just want to see how you were. I thought I saw the door was closed, you know, and I came up here and, oh, let me hug you, you know, I go, hey, you know, it's fine. She lays a kiss on me. And she goes, don't you think I'm an attractive gal? I wouldn't really say, no, you're uglier than hell, but, oh, no, you know, you're doing fine. Looks like you're fine, you know. Keep yourself together. She tells me her boyfriend gets arrested. Go, hey, you know what? Keep it up. You know, go, you know, keep it up. You can do it without him, blah, 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 blah. She lifts her shirt up.
Okay.
She lifts her shirt. Go, hey. Can't have it. How was that?
So she pulls up her shirt. Does she have anything underneath? She just shows you the bear.
I thought she had a bra. You know, I don't even remember. I mean,
you know what she was wearing?
I think she may have had pajamas on. I don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, at that point, I knew, you know what? Over my head. Done.
Okay.
And that was basically about it. I mean, it was embarrassing, I guess, but you know what? I didn't go around there with the intent to do this, to do that, to touch her, do that, do this. She put her hands on to hug me. It wasn't a question of me saying, hey, touch me here, do this. I got time. I got an hour, whatever she said.
Yeah.
It was a question of trying to peel one hand off at a time. I mean, and basically about it.
So when she grabs on to you, you said peeling off one hand at a time. What do you mean?
Well, you know, she basically embraced me.
Yeah.
It was almost like, you know, I'm not trying to hug, you know, cause it was just being awkward, being hugged, I guess, in that uniform.
Yeah.
I kind of just reached behind with one hand, hey, and pry one hand off my waist, basically.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was never, hey, touch me here, do this, that, never.
Now, when she shows you her breasts, where is she? Is she, like, right in your face, like, close up to you? I mean, she hugged you, right? So she's pretty close.
Well, she takes a step back.
What did she say anything when she pulled up her shirt?
She goes, no, you know you want to see these. There's not much there. I'm going, what? Hey. She goes, I don't have much. You don't have to worry about it. No, that's not quite what I was thinking. You know, or something like that, you know.
Yeah. How about, is it possible that when you were trying to get her hands off of you, that you touched her breast or her buttocks, one of the two, while you were trying to get her hand away from you? I'm assuming that you did not fondle her breast intentionally or touch her buttocks intentionally.
I didn't touch anything intentionally.
Okay.
You know, that was not the whole thing. Like I said, I knew I was in over my head. I didn't, you know, it was just stupid. And that was never my intention to, you know, I mean, you gotta figure this is a year since I even dealt with this. Like, I mean, all of a sudden it's like, I didn't think about her one time. She didn't think, I mean, I'm sure she had called. There wasn't some type of a, you know, a sexual thing as far as that goes.
Okay. But she'd been calling you periodically throughout since you were there in May, had she? Or
in May? Was it talking 2002?
Yeah, she'd been calling.
Yeah, she called a few times after that. She initially the calls were, oh, I just wanted to see how I'm doing better, and basically that's how it started.
Okay.
I'm doing better, things are going better. I'm getting more, Anyway, hey, well, good for you, Glad to hear everything's going good. And then all of a sudden the calls turn to, she's doing better. It's like, I think I like you. I think I want to see you. Well, it's not going to happen. And that's why we stopped returning her calls, basically.
Okay. She has your business card and stuff, obviously. When did she get that from you?
I think the card, I mean, I know I gave her one the last time.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I gave her one this time. I don't remember.
Okay. But she had your number regardless.
Yeah.
As far as your voicemail. So is it possible in trying to get her hands off of you that your hand could have, touched her breast or her butt? Did she grab your hand and put your hand on anything?
Yeah, I was trying to remember if she did that or not. I don't remember feeling her breast. I really don't. I don't remember her putting my hand. I just remember her showing me that. I don't remember if she's saying, I go, hey, I did tell her, hey. And I do remember making the gesture, put the shirt down thing. It was embarrassing. I mean, she was embarrassing herself, basically. And I don't remember, even brushing up against it. I really don't.
The put the shirt down thing, did you help her put her shirt down?
Well, it was almost a motion, like I made a motion to, just to, hey. Like you're just going to reach. And she was just holding her shirt up. I'm going like, okay, this isn't, happening. I got to get the hell out of here now. Type of deal. And she goes, why don't you come over and see me? Yeah, okay, yeah, you bet. Yeah, okay, you bet, yeah. Okay, well, you take care. Okay, yeah, you bet, And it was just basically trying to get out of that after that.
Okay. Now, did she actually call you?
2 days later?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. She left a voicemail?
Yes, she did.
And that was the same one you were talking about?
Or yeah.
What did she say?
She had said something, I reported you. I'm not a whore. I reported you to your commander or something.
Okay.
I don't remember. Or I'm not a whore. I like you. If you want to treat me like a woman or something, go out and have coffee. And, do that, or we can talk about it.
Okay.
Something in that nature. And I just feel, that was stupid, done. And, I thought about it, and I felt bad, talking with you about it. But you know what? I guess I would have been a lot easier if Sergeant wasn't there.
Yeah.
And why was he?
He's going to be the guy assigned to do the internal, whatever internal results from this. And
well, that's going to cost me some days off, I imagine.
Yeah.
You know what? It was never intended to be some type of a freak sex abuse thing like that at Hall. Because I still don't think that it was.
Did you, with the phone number being in your notebook, do you remember when you wrote it in there? Did she tell you the number?
I think she did. I think I wrote it and erased it because I figured, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I remember. It almost sounded like I did write it down.
Because it's in another notebook that's in, right as you opened the door, you had by your little Rubbermaid kind of organizer thing there.
Uh-huh.
Right in front of it was just kind of sitting free, and I can't remember the date on the thing, but it's an older notebook, but it's actually from, do you carry two notebooks sometimes? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
It should have the date on it or something.
Yeah, it does. It's got an older date. It's like it's an older date on it. I can't remember what it is, but.
No, it's probably maybe closer to last year then.
Okay. So you think you wrote down her name last year?
Well, she must have called the voicemail. I must have wrote it down at some point.
Oh, so when she left you a message recently, maybe you left it on there.
No, it must have been an older notebook or something.
Yeah, it was. The notebook was older, but I was just trying to figure out if
It was just in my locker?
Yeah, it was just right inside, like right on top.
It must have been, it must have just been an older notebook I had, and I was never the intent to save for a number to do anything like that. If it was written in there, my guess is it probably came off a voicemail.
Okay.
It may have been if it was sometime in between, that she called, and maybe it just jarred me at that point. I didn't maybe actually know who she was.
Well, she said something about when you came over that you mentioned something about there being a call about loud stereo or something like that. Did you say anything like that to her? About there being, or did you hear loud? Did you hear loud TV when you came up there? Anything like that?
Yeah, I don't remember. I thought her TV was loud. I think she opened the door. Hey, your TV's loud enough. You think your neighbors would be complaining about the loud noise?
Okay.
I may have said something like that. I don't remember, to tell you the truth. I mean,
is she going to say that there's been any other times you guys have gotten together or you visited her, anything like that?
I've actually visited with her?
Yeah.
No.
You've ever encountered her elsewhere?
I never encountered her elsewhere. Okay. Never slept with her, never had, I mean, it was never anything like that. I mean, it was never.
Well, that's good to hear. Else I need to ask you about.
Hang on 1 second.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Well, I was just sitting here thinking when I was on hold, if we're going to talk anymore in the future about this, have you got an attorney? I think you might want to get an attorney.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you think this is going to cost me my job over this?
Well, I don't know, but I think... No, there's a problem with the way this started out. Anytime you're not completely candid, and I think you were just assessing the damage, and any of us do those kinds of things. But what she's alleging is a criminal thing, and you say you didn't touch her, and I want to believe you that you didn't touch her. God damn it, I can't ignore the fact the way she continues to say this thing happened a certain way, and I believe that you went by there, you weren't ill intended, that you were just checking on her, and things kind of got out of control, and I don't know how this is going to go, but I think that from this point on that you should probably ought to consult with an attorney about the situation in general and the circumstances, and let some legal counsel, some criminal legal counsel, know what you're up against, the circumstances that you're gonna.
I mean, why have people, I mean, we even take reports on other rapes, things like this, blah blah blah, and they don't file. Why is it that they're trying to go after and try to say, hey, there's a sex abuse and we're gonna and hang this guy for it, when that gal had, more stake than what she's even saying? I mean, why isn't that, the focus? She wanted me to come over. She wanted me to do that. You know what? I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And so why is it even a sex abuse charge instead of something where she was into when I tried to leave?
Well, I guess that's what we got to figure out is how...
I mean, she calls me 2 days later.
And but that message got deleted, right? I'm going to see if I can resurrect it.
Well, yeah, but obviously somebody listened to it before I did.
Yeah. Well, that's what you said. I don't know how in the hell. I mean, I didn't listen to it. That's the truth. I didn't listen to it.
And so I figured, Sergeant was in there. Yeah, it was stupid, but I don't trust him. I didn't trust the captain. But it wasn't anything. I think if a person talked, because why was it when I was talking to this girl said, I just don't want anything to do with him. I don't want to call. Well, that's easy. I knew that was screwed up. I don't have to call you.
Yeah.
But then you called me. Just so, I mean, there's a mindset she wanted this to go on.
There's what?
I mean, she's, oh, call me, I like you, let's have coffee. Well, what do you mean? Now that I don't call, you're pissed?
Yeah.
And now this turns around. And I think that's what needs to happen with it. I mean, and that's where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. And that's, like I said, I kind of speculated that there may be something to that. She just, like I said, the way she reports this, the way you have to review them is how the victim reports.
And who's the victim? Is she wanting to be the victim here now? Or is it that we're running with it?
No, I mean, she's been pretty clear about the fact that she's pissed about this situation, and that she says that you put your hands on her butt, grabbed her boobs, and that it wasn't, she didn't want it. So.
Well, ask her about the rest, I guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
And see if she doesn't cave, because she's, you know.
Yeah.
Whole thing with her calling me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, and we'll be able to figure out when she's calling you. It's gone on throughout the last, since the first time you met with her there. That was the first time you'd ever had any contact with her, was in May on that call, right?
Yeah.
Because we can go through and figure out when she's called in, you know, to the system. We can figure out when she's called in. Did you ever call her back on any other number other than it's at work here? Did you call her from your cell or anything like that?
I don't believe so. I think it was the cell work, I believe.
She doesn't have any other numbers for you other than the voicemail, right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. This whole thing is, I'm going to have to submit it to the DA for review, the whole situation, and let them evaluate and determine if there's any criminal act or any grounds for criminal charges, I should say. The one issue is that, you know, I think that you bring up a point that needs to be looked into, which is she just making this shit up because she's pissed at me?
Well, I mean, why does she call back 2 days later?
Yeah.
I mean, have you talked to her about that?
Well, she says that she's thinking about, when she calls into, she says she's thinking about trying to set you up. You know, she doesn't think anybody will believe her that this happened. And the only way to overcome that is to set up a date with you and have you show up at her apartment.
And then what?
And then let us know that you're coming, you know, and we're laying in wait for you. Or something like that. So this is just uncomfortable, you know that. I mean, you and I go back since you've been here, and it's just an uncomfortable situation. And I want to be honest with you. I don't know how this is going to go, but I think it's probably in your best interest to, you know.
Well, you think the kids going to file on that?
I don't know. I don't know if they will or not. You know, there's a couple. There's a potential for official misconduct. You know, so there's potential for criminal. And I just want you to, understand that what you're up against.
Well, I know the criminal would get me fired.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other, as far as the misconduct from the department, you mean?
No, there's a statute that is entitled criminal misconduct.
All right.
Are you familiar with it?
I don't think so. Nope.
Let me read it to you here. I think I can look it up here. And I just don't want you to misunderstand. I mean, I'm your friend. I consider you one of my friends. And I respect you. But at the same time, I'm doing a job, you know? I mean, I don't get assigned many cases.
Yeah.
And this is a case, kind of, you know. And so I just want you to understand that I'm talking to you both as the criminal investigator and as a friend. I think you need to probably consult, at least, run this by.
I'll go meet with an attorney, I guess, in a minute. So I'll go talk to city attorney right now, anyway, so.
Okay. There's 2 degrees of sexual misconduct. I'm trying to look it up here. I mean, I got it in my gym. I'm looking at my cheat book, and I don't see it here.
That's right.
But anyway, I want you to make sure that you consider this entire situation. If nothing else, if this thing all washes out and everything turns out good, obviously, hopefully this will end up being an experience that you're going to learn from.
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself in situations like this in the past with anybody else?
It was just, at the bar, a rock and rodeo. Hey, how are you? Come up and, yell to hug you and like try and lay one on you. And I was like, hey, come on, So you already talked to her about why she had called, and that's what she said?
I'm sorry?
You've already talked about why she called a couple of days ago, and that's what she said to try and set me up?
Well, yeah. I speculated that. When I called her, after I talked to you last night, I called her this morning and asked her if she made a call, and she's denying that. She says she didn't call me a message.
Well, she did, so.
Well. We'll figure it out. I mean, she's, the problem, what creates the problem is that when you start off, and I know that you were surprised, and you're probably, when you're surprised and that somebody's looking at this as potentially being criminal, your first knee-jerk reaction is going to be a protective kind of posture.
Well, you know what? Yeah, okay.
Let me read you this. Says official misconduct in the second degree. Talks about a public servant commits the crime of official misconduct in the second degree if the person knowingly violates any statute relating to the office of the person. That's a C misdemeanor. Official misconduct in the first degree. A public servant commits the crime of official misconduct in the first degree if with intent to obtain a benefit or to harm another, the public servant knowingly fails to perform a duty imposed upon the public servant by law or one clearly inherent in the nature of the office, or the public servant knowingly performs an act constituting an unauthorized exercise of official duties. So it's kind of, it's going to be one of those things that the lawyers have to look at and decide on that. So
at what point would they say we're not going to take it, do you think?
Pardon me?
I mean, at what point do they say we'll take it or we don't take it or what?
Well, I think they're gonna look at this, and anytime a police officer is involved in a situation that could be criminal, I think that they hold us to a higher standard, So they're going to look at your conduct from that glance, and you know as well as I do that they are influenced by political pressure and public opinion. When they look at these things.
So is it totally up to this gal to say, I don't want to file or what?
No, it's not really, I don't think. I think it's also related to, if they feel like this is going to be somehow aired in the public or anything like that. I don't think it is. I think this is an internal situation at this point. But just make sure you understand that don't have any contact with her at all.
No, I never had an intention to.
Yeah, I mean, don't call her. Don't talk to her in any fashion. If she leaves you a message,
I'll even check.
You turn around and you tell me about it.
All right.
But don't let yourself be seen in that area over there. Don't let anybody call and leave you a message on her behalf. If you hear anything from her, you better let somebody know about it. Okay, man.
All right.
Because I don't want to see this get any worse.
Well, when are we going to know, do you think?
Well, I'm going to talk to today, and we're going to do some follow-up with it, and I'll let you know as soon as I can. Okay, and then you got my numbers, and if you need to talk to me, feel free. But like I said, I think it's probably in your best interest to talk to an attorney, and I think any attorney is going to tell you probably at this point, once you give them the information, they're probably going to tell you that you probably had to just not talk with me anymore. That's probably what they're going to tell you.
So was our phone call conversation recorded then?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have talked to you before, but,
Well, I think you're giving me an explanation that I need. I needed to hear something from you, buddy. I needed to hear what you had to say. And now we'll just have to let the chips fall where they may. You're giving me reasonable explanations for conduct that she's explaining or that she's describing as criminal. What you're telling me is that you guys have an encounter and you have no intent for it to be criminal, and that she's coming on to you.
Yeah.
And I think there needs to be a record.
Well, ask her, why did you show him your breast?
Huh?
Ask her that.
I know.
Why did she lift up your shirt?
And what you need to, you know, I just think that there needs to be somewhere on this goddamn volume of paperwork, I got to have something that says how you explain this happens. And the best way for me to be able to do that is to put it in your words. And I'm not trying to pull a fast one by tape recording you. I want what you have to say to be reflected in this whole report. You have to have some weight in this whole thing. So I think that what you've given me is a statement that is going to at least level the playing field and give the DA somebody that's something to look at.
All right.
Okay, so hang in there and take my advice, okay?
So what would they do? They're going to do if they did criminal, it would be a charge, or the city just terminates me, or how does that work?
What's that?
I mean, if they say, yeah, we're going to pursue whatever, a criminal charge.
Yeah.
So then the city just fires me?
I don't know. If there was a criminal charge that came out of this, you'd probably get terminated.
Is it on prosecution or is it just on the charge? Is that prosecution?
Huh?
Or is it prosecution or is it just the fact I was named in charge?
Well, no, I mean...
Have to be convicted of that?
Yeah, you'd have to be convicted is what you'd have to be. No. Just because you're charged doesn't mean anything. You got to be convicted. And the information you've given me, I think it's one of those situations that it's not crystal clear. This is not a crystal clear case. This is not a slam bang, slam dunk criminal case against you. This is one of those things where she's claiming that it's criminal. You're claiming that that she came on to you in a sexual manner, and so now we just gotta figure out exactly where the truth it lies, or where we gotta let somebody else look at it and figure out what the truth is.
All right.
Okay. So, like I said, just hang in there, and as soon as I hear something, I'll pass it along.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Small Town Dicks is produced by Zibby Allen and Yardley Smith for Paperclip Limited.
This minisode was edited by Soren Bajan, Logan Heftel, Yardley Smith, and Zibby Allen.
Music for the show was composed by John Forrest. Our associate producer is Aaron Gaynor, and our books are cooked and cats wrangled by Ben Cornwell.
If you like what you hear and want to stay up to date with the show, consider visiting us at smalltowndicks.com.
And feel free to subscribe to us on YouTube to see trailers for past and forthcoming episodes.